AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the deadly violence at the Capitol was set off by President Trump.
The mob was fed lies. They were provoked by the president and other powerful people.
The Senate trial to impeach the president is expected to start in the coming days. Utah Republican Mitt Romney says Republicans who haven't said it should say it. Joe Biden won.
When people are saying, oh, we need to have unity, and at the same time, they don't recognize that the lie is what's causing the disunity, that obviously is a real problem.
This is President Trump's last day in office. President-elect Joe Biden's cabinet nominees have started confirmation hearings. The AP's Sagar Magani reports the Treasury Secretary nominee is already facing off with Republicans.
At her confirmation hearing, Janet Yellen says Congress must do more to help fight the pandemic-induced recession.
Without further action, we risk a longer, more painful recession now and longer-term scarring of the economy later.
Biden's pitched a $1.9 trillion relief plan, but many Republicans, like Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley, say that's too expensive and spends too much on non-virus measures, like boosting the minimum wage.
Now is not the time to enact a laundry list of liberal structural economic reforms.
Yellen's expected to be easily confirmed as the nation's first female Treasury chief after serving as the first woman to head the Federal Reserve while Biden was vice president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, says the city will run out of coronavirus vaccine doses sometime Thursday without fresh supplies. Before he leaves office, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is hitting China with new sanctions, declaring China's policies on Muslims and ethnic minorities in a western province constitute genocide. This is AP News. A new poll shows the coronavirus and the economy are priorities for the incoming administration.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows containing the virus and repairing the damage it has done are the top priorities for Americans as Joe Biden prepares to become the nation's 46th president. Overall, 53% of Americans name COVID-19 as one of the top five issues they want the government to tackle this year. 68% mention the economy. 24% of Americans cite race relations as a priority. That compares with 10% who cited it a year ago. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A court in Thailand sentenced a former civil servant to a record prison term, 43 years, 6 months, for breaching the country's strict law on insulting or defaming the monarchy. The woman posted audio clips with comments considered critical of the Thai monarchy. Ed Donahue, AP News.